All right, let's have a look at cycling now at 13 past 7. And Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, joins us as per usual. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. How are you guys? Oh,
great, very thanks. Well, very well. Now, mate, I mentioned yesterday on the show, the other day on the show, that I went to Warrnambool on the weekend. Now, I drove there, and you know what? By the time I got there, I was a bit tired, and that was even allowing for a couple of stops for a coffee and a wee and a pie, you know. But you've ridden to Warrnambool on a push bike.
I have, Robbo, twice.
Why?
Yeah, it's about a three-hour drive in a car, isn't it?
Three and a half hours. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've ridden there on me pushy, not from Bendigo. I've ridden from Melbourne. Right. I've been in the Melbourne to Warrnambool race three times, and I failed once, and I finished it twice. Oh, that's a long way. 299 k's on a pushy. Wow. From Point Cook to right in the middle of Warrnambool. And I did that twice. I was pretty proud of that years ago. Well, it was an epic journey, Rob Aaron.
Yeah, well, you should be proud of it too. Hell's bells and cockle shells. That is a good ride, that's for sure.
I could just about manage High Street, I reckon, in Bendigo here. Just about.
It's quite amazing, though. Like, if it takes you 3.5 hours or 3 hours 20 in a car, the bike riders do it in 7 hours, so that's not too bad, is it, on a pushy? No engine there.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, most of them, no engine anyway. There are a few that have. But,
yeah, well, 99.9. It's amazing how much fuel you use, though. You eat more fuel than what your car does.
Yeah, I bet. Well done anyway.
Some great performances by Bendigo cyclists at the Melbourne Cup of Cycling. Noel?
Oh, huge effort. The Melbourne Cup on wheels. That's one of the probably the second biggest track race in Victoria. That was really good. Bendigo got second and third, and they nearly won. A young guy from Melbourne, Sam Gallagher, who rides up here, he won it, but he's not Bendigo. Patrick Eddy flashed home for second, and Ned Pollard, one of our top sprinters, got third. So that was a huge effort by those two. Pretty big race to win. Like, there's only Austral and Melbourne Cup on wheels are the two big ones. So good on you, Bendigo riders.
No, fantastic. And our own Alessia McCaig as well. Two new national records set, and not just set, but like she smashed them.
Yeah, she's on fire. We talk about her a lot. Yeah, she won two big titles and set two new national records in the Flying 200, which is your seeding for your sprints. She did 11.2 seconds. Well, that's fast. Like, years ago, when Gary Neewand and those guys were going in the Olympics using Gary's, time, he would have ridden 10.6 seconds to go to the Olympics. And she's just done 11.2, and she's an under-19 rider.
Wow.
And her, she won that event, of course, and then she won the 500-metre time trial in a time of 34.5. Well, Anna Mears was only riding that towards the end of her career. 34 and that, so she's world class. A great time.
Yeah,
good on her. Yeah, congratulations to Alessia.
Absolutely, great kid too.
And a great performance by a young Castlemaine rider.
Yeah, Lachey Madden. Yeah, she did a good job. She won the under-17 Melbourne Cup on wheels for the Central Victorian area. That was a great ride by Lachey. A couple of kids did really well in the Kilo event there at the state titles. Young Patrick Eddy, we're talking about his name a little bit. He got a silver medal, and Jackson Haddon also getting a silver medal. So some great performances by the Bendigo riders in the state titles. It was really good, actually.
Yeah, very good. And, mate, finally, the mountain bike, Tasman Nankervis, winning the Great Otway Gravel Race.
Yeah, we talk about Tassie a fair bit. He's a very, very multi-talented rider. He pops up in the Australian Road title and a huge talent. He won the Great Otway Gravel Grind race, which would be on gravel, of course.
Whew, and, no kidding. Hey, I tell you what, you're not just a pretty face, Noel.
Thank you very much, Mark. No, good ride by Taz, though. So there's a bit coming up in cycling, even though the Madison's cancelled. Like we know, the Bendigo International Madison isn't on the long weekend. We've got Casamata putting on a combine on March the 7th, which is another big track carnival coming up. And there's a fair bit coming up in Bendigo too. This Thursday night, we've got the Smart Line Champion of Champions wheel race. And then the week after that, on the Thursday, we have the Frank McCaig Memorial, which is another one of our great huge bike races to win. So some good racing coming up in Bendigo.
Fantastic. Robbo. Good on you, Noel. Listen, great to chat, and look forward to doing again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day, okay? Thank you.
You too. Noel Sens. Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall. Pop down and see Noel or Paul or Judy all down there and all waiting to give you a hand with whatever you need as well. And, of course, our cycling expert here on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.